This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, quiz fans, and welcome to the Big Pod Quiz. It's Thursday night, it's 7 p.m, and that means one thing and one thing only. It's time for episode 9 of your weekly dose of pod quiz action. My name is Charlie, and I am the host of the Big Pod Quiz. Before the whole world completely fell apart at the start of the year, I spent many happy evenings travelling around the northwest of England, hosting real-life pub quizzes in real-life pubs. In this podcast, we have a new special guest every week, and put them head-to-head, mano-a-mano, against my producer and brother Ben. He reckons he is the king of quizzes, and we put that quizzing knowledge to the test to see if he really is as clever as he claims. Good evening, Ben.
Mate, you put words in my mouth here. You put words... like, I've never said I am the king of quizzes.
You chose a hashtag that's hashtag King Ben.
Yeah, as a laugh, and I didn't think you were actually going to run with it, but you have. Whatever. Carry on with your intro, it's very good.
That was it, really. So we've got two episodes left of the series of the Big Pod Quiz, and the Ben versus guest leaderboard is currently tied at 4-4. A win here, Ben, will put you in a good position to win the series, or at very least, guarantee you a draw. How are you feeling ahead of today's episode?
Mate, I'm not going to win today. Obviously, I don't know who our guest is, because you haven't brought them out of the Zoom waiting room yet. But whoever it is going to absolutely just crucify me today. I've been working non-stop the last 2 weeks. As you know, we bought a house and we ripped it to shreds, and now we're kind of quickly putting it back together before we've got to move in next week. I've been sanding floors. Honestly.
I love that the excuses are coming out this early in the quiz.
No, I don't think I've ever been more tired recording this podcast. But you know what? I'll give it a good go.
Well, give it your best go. That's all we can ask for. Before we bring our guest out for this week, can you give our lovely listeners at home a rundown of how the quiz works?
Yes, this is a quiz with 5 rounds in it. Every round has got 5 questions in it. They get progressively harder as you go from question 1 to 5. The first 4 rounds are kind of general pub quiz rounds, so Charlie chooses things like history, geography, animals. I don't know why you keep choosing animals. It's such a weird round. But anyway, the 5th round is always bought by our special guest. That is their specialist subject. So essentially, I've got to try and get as many points in the first 4 rounds as possible, because it could be anything. Before, we've had the Premier League was Adam Warburg last week. Sparky the week before him bought Eddie Murphy movies, so it can be literally anything.
I mean, you smashed up the Premier League. You completely ruined Adam. Yeah. And won the quiz on the last question.
And bearing in mind his job is to, you know, he does What Culture Wrestling, but he does quite a lot on the What Culture Football side of things as well, so I really wasn't expecting to win that round. But yeah, where did I pull up? The Premier League started in 1992. Where the hell did I pull that from? I don't know, but over the moon.
But it got you the points, got you the win, and now you're 4-4 in the series, going for that all-important first title.
Quite. So who's our guest today, Charlie boy?
So our guest on the quiz today, co-host of the FPL podcast Triple Captain, top 10,000 finishing FPL manager, Manchester United fan and actor from the massive TV soap Hollyoaks. He played the character Jesse Donovan, who recently met a grisly end on his wedding night. He keeps inviting me to play five-a-side football, and I'm rapidly running out of excuses as to why I can't play. I'm going to be honest now, it's because I'm fat and I smoke. Please welcome onto the podcast, it's Mr. Luke Jurdy. Luke, how's it going?
What a fantastic intro. I'm very well, thanks, mate.
I'm sorry I keep dipping out on football.
I love that FPL is now like the first bit of my intro to things. I think that's my goal. But yeah, I'm very well, mate. I just we're recording our FPL podcast after this, and I've just hit the top 25k for the first time this season, so ooh, I'm buzzing. Lovely. I'm buzzing.
Can't wait to get on there and rub it into to your co-host Rich Wolfenden from TalkSport. He's been on the quiz. He did quite well.
Did he? Did he win?
Just to give that some context, Rich did. Oh, did Rich win on the quiz?
I think he did.
Yeah. But just to put that into context, the 7.5 million people play that the FPL game. And Luke is in the top 25,000 in the world. That was 7.5 million. Like, what's that? Like 0.01%? It's got to be.
Ben, do you remember at the start of the season, we're about 4 or 5 games in, and you were doing quite well, and you're like, oh, well, when I win the whole thing, out of 7.5 million people.
Yeah, I'm now 200,000. So, you know,
I mean, it's not too shabby.
That's still pretty good. Yeah. What's 1% of 7 million? I'll get the quiz questions in earlier. What's 1% of 7.5 million?
Is it 70,000?
I think it 70. Probably is.
So 7.5, let's get the calculator out. 7.5 million divided by 100. Yeah, 75,000 is the top 1%. And you're almost there, mate. You're almost there. So before we get cracking with the quiz today, I'll just give you a quick recap of how it all works. So we're going to do 5 rounds of 5 questions. The last round is Luke's specialist round. And this week, Ben, he's chosen the history of Man United from 1998 to the present day.
I tell you what, Ben, I went for FPL. I said FPL since the restart. Then I changed my mind to Man United since the restart. And Charlie was like, it's a little bit too niche that. I think let's do United history. So I was like, okay, do it from 98 onwards. So I'm so confident I'll get 5 out of 5 in that round.
And I'm not. So let's just say that, you know, for my own personal quiz today, I'm doing mine out of 20. Listeners, if you want to do that as well, that's fine.
So the rounds will start easy and they get harder as they go on. You've got 10 seconds to answer each question. I'm then going to ask you to show me your answers on the screen and I will read them out. Those at home, at the end of the quiz, send your scores in via email bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk or tweet them to @bigpodquiz. If you score higher than Ben, I want you to use the hashtag #IBeatBen. But if he beats you, you will have to use the hashtag of his own choosing. Yes, it started out as a joke, but now it's very serious. #KingBen. And that does include you as well, Luke. Before we get going with the quiz, let's just do some shout-outs. So we had James in Brighton last week scoring 13, Fiona in Liverpool on 14, and we had Jez in High Wycombe smashing out all the episodes of the quiz while in self-isolation, this week's highest scorer on 15. We also had some other activity. We had Sophia Taylor follow us, Ben. Her bio says she wants to meet new people and we can follow her back for her hot photos. Heart face emoji, winky tongue face, winky tongue face. I'm sorry, Sophia Taylor, but everyone on the quiz has a partner who they love very much and will therefore not be taking you up on this offer. But if you want to listen to a quiz in between taking racy photos, then head over to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz. Right then, lads, I know that you're on a time constraint here because you are recording a top FPL podcast triple captain straight after this. So should we crack into round one?
Let's do it.
Round one today is music. Question one, what instrument did Ringo Starr play in The Beatles? What instrument did Ringo Starr play in The Beatles?
I actually don't know this.
You know, there's a famous quote from John Lennon that even he wasn't the best insert instrument here player in The Beatles. It's disgraceful, isn't it?
Right then, lads, let's see some answers up on the screen, please. So, Ben, you've gone with drums. Luke, you've gone with guitar. The correct answer is the drums.
Damn.
And Ben, you are right in an interview that's John Lennon, is Ringo Starr the best drummer in the world? And he went, he's not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Moving on to question two is multiple choice. What is the name of Chasen Status's first studio album? Is it A, Richer Sounds, B, More Than A Lot, C, Less Than Nothing, or D, A Little Bit of Drum and A Lot of Bass? So what is the name of Chasen Status's first studio album? A, Richer Sounds, B, More Than A Lot, C, Less Than Nothing, or D, A Little Bit of Drum and A Lot of Bass?
It's a guess.
So here we are, I've got some answers on the screen here. Ben, you've gone for D, A Little Bit of Drum and A Lot of Bass, and Luke, you've gone with More Than A Lot. I can tell you that Luke, you are absolutely correct. It is B, More Than A Lot. Okay, moving on to question three. Which US state are the rock band the Red Hot Chili Peppers from? Which US state are the rock band the Red Hot Chili Peppers from? So you've both gone with California. That is absolutely correct. Question four, James Hetfield is the lead singer of which heavy metal band? James Hetfield is the lead singer of which heavy metal band? Ben, you will have heard this band blaring out of my room when we were kids. So Ben, you've gone with Metallica, as have you, Luke. That is absolutely correct.
That was a guess from me. I'm buzzing I got that right.
Well in.
That was a cracking guess. And finally, question five. So on this question, Luke, what we do is basically we've ripped off Nevermind the Buzzcocks. I'm going to sing the intro to a song. I want you to tell me what the song is and the name of the artist, please.
Okay.
I've been practicing this all morning. Boom, boom. Oh, hang on, let's start that again. Bunk, 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 bunk. So name the song and the artist, please. Mate, you look so confused.
Have you got it, Ben?
Yeah, I've got it.
Would you like me to do it again for you?
Can you do it once more, yeah.
Bunk, 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 bunk.
I was going to give you another clue then, but I'm too competitive, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Mate, you need that win. This can secure you a draw today for the series. Right then, lads, let's see some answers on the screen. So, Ben, you've gone with Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, and then Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body from Luke. I can tell you that that was Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Guess from me.
Right then, guys, if you could total up your scores there for me, I'll get them onto my little piece of paper leaderboard here. And we'll keep track until the end of the quiz.
I'm on three.
So, Luke, you got three. Ben?
Four.
Four, so a slender lead after round one for Ben. Remember, guys, at home, to keep track of your score for the end of the quiz, you can send them in to us via Twitter at BigPodQuiz or email them to us, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. If you would like to make it your round, you can by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and finding the button that says buy us a beer. That will contribute to our production costs, like buying me and Ben a couple of carlings and hosting the podcast on all the good podcast apps. Right then, guys, moving on to round two for today, which I've called Munchies, Scran and Proper Nosh, which is basically just a round all about food. So here we go, question one. The Boneless Banquet is a fast food delicacy served at which chain?
Delicacy.
The Boneless Banquet is a fast food delicacy served at which chain?
I'm getting one of these tonight.
So you've both gone with KFC. That is, of course, correct. Ben, did you say you're getting one of those for your tea?
Yeah, Mum and Dad are coming up to help paint the house, and Dad was like, cool, we'll get a KFC at the end.
Oh, nice. Moving on, question two. What is the difference between shepherd's and cottage pie? What is the difference between shepherd's and cottage pie?
There's going to be some ridiculously...
It's quite a clear-cut difference.
Is this debate? This could be debatable, no?
No, absolutely not debatable.
Okay.
We're talking traditional here. Traditional shepherd's and traditional cottage pie.
Okay.
Let's see some answers. So, Ben, you've gone with potato, and Luke, you've gone with cottage pie has peas. I can tell you that the difference between a shepherd's and a cottage pie is that a shepherd's pie is made with lamb, and a cottage pie is made with beef.
Ah, right.
And they're both sort of
obvious, really.
I think I should get the point, though, for the peas.
I mean, you can put peas in both of them.
But what's traditional?
I'm pretty sure both of them have got
get it googled quickly, because I need the point.
I'm sorry, mate, but I'm going to have to put my foot down. I'm going to have to lay down the law and say that I've got an answer, and if you haven't got that answer, you're
okay,
not
okay, well, I've
it.
Got my excuse now if I don't.
We've mean. Had troubles with this in the past, because Ben gets all upset when I give away points, don't you, mate?
No, it's just not, sometimes it's not very fair, that's all, Charlie.
Well, the system is against you. We've done everything we can to make sure that you lose the series. And you're still here on 4-4.
Yeah, still fighting, mate. Right, question three,
come on. Question three, true or false, the now staple breakfast item cornflakes were invented by accident when brothers Will and Keith Kellogg left some cooked wheat to sit while they attended some pressing matters at the sanitarium. When they came back, it hardened and become a delicious new breakfast cereal, and the legend of the cornflakes was born. True or false? So you've both gone with true. That is absolutely true. So moving on, question four. Which item have I left off of a full English breakfast? Bacon, sausage, beans, tomato, egg, mushrooms. In my opinion, it doesn't belong there, but hash brown. fried bread or toast, and what? So what item have I missed off my full English breakfast?
Can you say them again, please? Good.
Yeah. Bacon, sausage, beans, tomato, egg, mushrooms, hash brown, fried bread or toast. What item have I missed off a full English breakfast? You found a proper, like, old-school greasy calf around the corner from your new house, haven't you, Ben?
Oh, yes. And actually, it's literally the road along from Luke as well. So hopefully we can have a few greasy spoon breakfasts.
Post-production meetings.
Yeah, too right.
Discussing these athletes that are on such strict diets and just tuned to fine performance. And then you're like, right, let's go and get a greasy spoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Right then, lads, I need to see some answers on the screen here, please. So, Ben, you've gone with black pudding. Luke, you've gone with chips. The correct answer is the best part of the whole breakfast, black pudding.
Ugh, it's not for me, that.
I mean, I love the idea of chips on a breakfast, though. I could get involved with, like, cider chips on their full English.
Greasy spoon, they have chips on their fried breakfast all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
Thank you.
But then it's sort of hash brown is sort of the potato option that I've gone for there.
Right, okay.
You can't have two potato options.
That's the beauty of this quiz. My favourite is when Charlie goes, what is the... Oh, hang on, that's not right. when we do some live quizzes as well, like on the Zoom ones, you'll get a few guys. Charlie goes, oh, hang on, I've only written four questions. Bear with me, talk between yourselves. And you'll go off and write another one.
Brilliant. I love that we've gone, like, normally with food and drink rounds in pub quizzes, it's like, you know, what is the French dish for whatever? It's like a nice, like, high cuisine. And Charlie's gone for KFC, fried breakfast, cornflakes and cottage pie and shepherd's pie.
Question five. Which country is goulash the national dish of?
Ah.
Ooh, there we go.
I can be highbrow. So which country is goulash the national dish of? So let's see some answers. Ben, you've gone for Turkey. Luke, you've gone for Hungary. Hungary is absolutely correct. Originating in medieval Hungary, goulash is a popular Central European dish. Its origin traces back to the 9th century to stews eaten by Hungarian shepherds.
See what I mean? The minute you just level those questions up, I'm in.
You're so swanky.
How did you score on that one, guys?
Another three for me.
Another three, yeah. So that puts you on three. Six. And a three for Ben as well.
Yeah.
So Ben is on seven. Look at that quick maths.
Come on.
Right then, guys, let's move on to round three, which is where in the world? So, question one. If I was sat in a restaurant chowing down on some yakitori and ramen, I look out of the window to admire Mount Fuji. When the waiter arrives at my table, I ask him, Moebai kudasai, which means one more sake, please. Which country am I in? So you've both gone with Japan. That is absolutely correct. Google Translate, mate, taught me how to speak Japanese this morning.
Very good.
Question two. If I was to jump on a plane in John Lennon Airport, headed to JFK Airport, which city would I be going to for my holidays? If I was to jump on a plane in John Lennon Airport and head to JFK Airport, which city would I be going to for my holidays? So you've both gone with New York. That is absolutely correct. Question three is multiple choice. Where in the world can you find the waterfall Victoria Falls? Is it A, South Africa, B, Australia, C, Zambia, or D, Zimbabwe? Where in the world can you find Victoria Falls? A, South Africa, B, Australia, C, Zambia, or D, Zimbabwe? So, Ben, you've gone with B, Australia, as have you, Luke. That is incorrect. It is C, Zambia. Are
you sure?
I am positive. I mean, you can Google it if you like.
Yeah, I do want to.
I thought that might be a little trick one. You hear Victoria and you think Australia, don't you?
No, it's Zimbabwe.
Is that Zambia?
Victoria for Zambia, yeah.
I Googled it three times. Question four, K2 is the world's second largest mountain. It stands at a whopping 8,611 metres above sea level. Which two countries does it stand on the borders of?
Oh, that's tough.
Half a point for each. So K2 is the world's second largest mountain. It stands at a whopping 8,611 metres above sea level. Which two countries does it stand on the borders of? Right then, lads, I need to see some answers on the screen, please.
Hang on.
Take a wild stab in the dark. You've got 5, 4, 3...
No idea.
2, 1.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you've gone with Kenya and Morocco. Luke, you've gone with Brazil and Chile. I can tell you that the correct answer, half a point for each, is China and Pakistan.
Oh, wow.
Moving swiftly on, question five. The Central American country of Mexico shares a northern border with the United States. Which country does it share its southern border with? Right then, lads, let's see some answers on the screen. Luke, you've gone with Brazil. Ben, you've gone with Colombia. I can tell you that the correct answer, you can have Guatemala, or I think I will accept Belize as well, but I think Belize is a city-state rather than a country. So if you got either Guatemala or Belize, you've got the correct answer. Right then, that is the end of the round. How did we do there on the Where in the World round?
Terribly.
Yeah, a disappointing two.
Same for me.
So two each on that one, so that puts Luke on 8. And it puts Ben on 9. A slender 1-point lead going into the break. Right then, guys, it's that time in the quiz where we take a little break to let our lovely listeners at home go and replenish their drinks. I crack a can of Carling and we have a chat with our guest, Luke. So here we go. Oh, delicious. So, Luke, what have you been up to during lockdown?
Charlie, just before we go to that, Tom, who edits this podcast, went, he said to me today, he goes, you know, Charlie makes this really weird, like, orgasmic noise when he opens up his can of Carling. You just tell it again. Oh,
mate, I love Carling. And also, you know, when you're doing audio, I feel like you need to kind of give some context to what's going on.
Yeah,
because no one can see me go like see my satisfied face when I open the can they? So I give them a satisfied noise.
Yeah, and please never stop.
Anyway, so Luke, what have you been up to during lockdown, mate?
Well, trying to be productive but ending up procrastinating quite a lot of the time. I've done, since football's come back, I've been spending a lot of time watching it and doing my FPL team. So I've absolutely loved having football back. But I left Hollyoaks in January and started auditioning for things. And then obviously lockdown happened in March. So the acting industry is pretty quiet at the moment. I have just got a little job which I'm really pleased about, that I did a self-tape for, so I'm happy about that. So yeah, just mainly trying to be productive, writing and podcasting. And
any FIFA career mode?
No FIFA, actually. No, I had a real spell on Championship Manager 0102.
Okay.
That was
going
old
school.
I was well on that for a few weeks, but now I've kind of gone off it again. So we'll probably be firing up FIFA. I'm hoping to be invited to the next belt.
Oh, mate, absolutely. Oh, mate.
It's a prestigious tournament that only the top FIFA players make it to, so I'm sure we can find you a spot.
Just for listeners who've got no idea what we're on about here, we hold a tournament a couple of times a year where the prize is an old wrestling belt that we just found. But yeah, we just get a load of lads playing FIFA, and it always takes longer than we think. We go, oh, it'll be a few hours, and then about 10 hours later, we're all just there going, is it nearly over?
There's one where we started at like midday, and the final was played at like 5 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah, you were taking naps between your games, weren't you, Charlie?
Well, yeah, because I was doing work at like 7 a.m. I was working in a breakfast place at the time, and I was I didn't need sleep. I was like, shit, I need to actually like go to work in a couple of hours. So just napped in between games.
One of the lads who plays it regularly went on a date at the weekend. And socially distanced date, of course, and told the girl about the belt tournament, and she went, that sounds really sad. So he's not seeing her again. it really annoyed him that much. He texted me being like, mate, time the lads is just necessary. I was like, yeah, but maybe not. Don't bring it up on a first date.
I mean, I don't get that, because my girlfriend is just obsessed with it, mate. She's always like, how are you getting on? How's your pre-season? Do you think you're going to make it to the knockouts? And I'm like, yeah, of course I am, baby. But like, she won't stop talking about it. So anyway, enough talk about FIFA. Let's actually focus on what we're doing. So the pubs are slowly reopening and getting back to normal, and some are even starting to get quiz nights back up and running. If you would like to come and see me do a quiz in real life, I'm at the Carmel in St Helens on Wednesdays and the Netherton in Bootle on Thursdays. Are you a quiz goer, Luke?
Yeah, I like a quiz. I don't kind of actively go to a pub quiz every week, but now and again, it's great to go with friends and do a little quiz. I get very competitive, though. I'm a very competitive person. So I don't do it a lot.
Because if you're going, you're focused and you're there to win. It's not about the taking part.
Yeah, exactly.
Part.
And, you know, people that you're with might get a little bit annoyed when you're giving kind of a Michael Jordan type team talk before the sport round.
Love it.
Like, come on, focus in.
So you've gone to a pub quiz, you've given your Michael Jordan speech, you've fired the team up, you're chastising people that are getting questions wrong. While you're there, what are you drinking?
Oh, it has to be a pint of draft beer. Oh.
Draft beer, are we talking lager or are we talking real
No,
ale?
Normally lager. I mean, I'm partial to a bit of pale ale now and again, like a Camden Pale. But
if you get to choose, it's a nice icy cold
pint.
Yeah,
I'm a bit boring in that respect. No, I probably wouldn't go Carling. I like the premium beers. I like the Peroni, Moretti.
Okay, good choices. And is that what you're drinking right now?
Yes, if that's what you want me to be drinking right now.
No, actually, I'm drinking a lovely chamomile tea. Okay, guys, with that, let's get cracking with round four of today's quiz, which is the TV and film round. So here we go. Question one. What is the name of Johnny Depp's character in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies? What is the name of Johnny Depp's character in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies? So you've both gone with Jack Sparrow. Ben, you've gone with Captain Jack Sparrow, which is what I've got written down here. That is absolutely correct. Question two, the Netflix show Narcos is based on the life of which notorious Colombian drug trafficker? The Netflix show Narcos is based on the life of which notorious Colombian drug trafficker? So you've both gone with Pablo Escobar, that is absolutely correct. Question three is the movie one-liner for today, so I'm going to give you the line from a movie. I want you to tell me which movie it comes from. So I'm going to do a terrible impression. Here we go. They call me Mr. Pig. Name the movie. They call me Mr. Pig. So you've both gone with Toy Story. I can tell you that that is incorrect. It comes from The Lion King.
Oh yeah,
it's Timon and Pumbaa. They've been captured by the hyenas, and they keep calling him Pig. And he goes, "They call me Mr. Pig," and then they escape. One of the best movies ever made. Okay, moving on. Question four. HBO have recently announced they will be making a Game of Thrones prequel series set a couple of hundred years before the original series. What is it going to be called? Is it A, Warm-Up of Thrones? Is it B, Game of Thrones Origins? Is it C, The First Winter? Or D, House of the Dragon? Is it A, Warm-Up of Thrones? Is it B, Game of Thrones Origins? Is it C, The First Winter? Or D, House of the Dragon?
I didn't know this, but I'll tell you what, I'm over the moon that they're doing that.
Mate, they announced it a couple of days ago, I think, and it's going to be amazing. So you've both gone with D, House of the Dragon. That is absolutely correct. It's going to kind of focus on the House of Targaryen.
Fantastic.
Right then, guys, question five, final question in the round, is a bad movie description. I'm going to describe a movie badly. I want you to tell me which movie am I talking about. So a guy that's alone in the forest kisses a dead body while seven other guys watch. A guy that's alone in the forest kisses a dead body while seven other guys watch. Name the movie. So you've both gone with Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, which is absolutely correct. So that is the end of the TV and film round. How did we do?
If I lose this quiz because I didn't know that Ringo Starr played the drums, I'm going to be furious.
I got a four then.
I'm going to be furious. Yeah, I got four as well.
You've tied on the last three rounds.
Come on, Charlie. Come up with these good questions now.
That's 13 for Ben. And then we're on 12 for Luke. The final round decides it. Luke, on the quiz last week, Ben won on the final question. We had Adam Wilborn from What Culture on, and he just crumbled on his own specialist
round. Could be a tie break. Is there a tie break if we draw?
We haven't had one yet, but if you draw, then there will be a tiebreaker question. So you've chosen the history of Manchester United 1998 to present.
I mean, I'm not confident. I'm not sure there's going to be a tiebreaker question here, mate.
I mean, everyone knows, like, the history of Man United. It's basically just win, 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 win. Alex Ferguson leaves, shit, 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 shit.
Basically, yeah.
Right then, lads, let's get cracking with the history of Manchester United 1998 to present. Question one. During the time period 1998 to the present day, how many Premier League titles have Manchester United won? So during the time period from 1998 to the present day, how many Premier League titles have Manchester United
That's
won?
That's such a hard question, because it's not even like since the start of the Premier League. It's... Sit from why have you chosen from 1998?
In total, they've won 13 titles. But how many of those have they won since 1998?
Why 1998, Luke? Just out of interest.
Because I was like 8 years old. It's when I first started properly supporting them.
And it's the treble season, isn't it?
Oh, is it a treble season, was it? Okay.
Right then, lads, let's see some answers on the screen, please. So, Ben, you've gone with 10. Luke, you've gone with 5. The correct answer, during the time period 1998 to the present day, Man United have won the Premier League title 9 times. Of those 9, 3 were on the bounce, 98, 99, 99, 2000, 2000 and 2001, and they did it again, 06, 07, 07, 08, 08, 09.
Poor from me, that.
Question 2, multiple choice. Which company were the shirt sponsor for Man United in the 98-99 season? Is it A, Sharp, B, Vodafone, C, Carlsberg, or D, AIG? So which company were the shirt sponsor for Manchester United in the 1998-99 season? A, Sharp, B, Vodafone, C, Carlsberg, or D, AIG? So, Ben, you went for AIG first, scribbled it out, and went for Sharp. Luke, you've gone with Sharp as well. That is absolutely correct. Just 1 point in the lead, Ben. You could be 3 questions away from securing at least a draw for the series. Series 1, you could come into next week going for that all-important first title win. Moving on to question 3. Now, Luke, I know you wanted it from 1998 onwards, but I had to get this quote in there. I had to get this little dig in. So Manchester United won the 1995-96 Premier League season. After a close-fought race, Kevin Keegan's side were in it right until the end, and Sir Alex Ferguson proper wound him up, resulting in the infamous rant to the press after a win against Leeds, where he uttered the now immortal words, "I will love it if we beat them." Which side was Kevin the manager of at the time? Which side was Kevin Keegan the manager of at the time? So you've both gone with Newcastle, which is absolutely correct.
These are too easy.
I mean, for a diehard Man United fan, the people at home are going, no idea.
I tell you what, I'm getting that cottage pie. If I lose, I'm getting that cottage pie recipe up at the end of this quiz.
Well, here we are. This one is definitely more tailored towards Man United. Okay. Question 4. Since Sir Alex Ferguson retired in 2013, there have been 5 managers of Manchester United, 4 permanent and 1 caretaker. Name them.
Jesus.
Since Sir Alex Ferguson retired in 2013, there have been 5 managers of Manchester United, 4 permanent and 1 caretaker. Name them.
Stick to the time here, Charlie.
Well, wait. No. Right then, lads, answers on screen.
No, mate, literally, you've given me no time at all.
You've had your 10 seconds.
I've written down... I've managed to... Oh, I'm getting all flustered.
Here we are. Stop pressuring him, Ben. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. 5.
Mate,
4. 3.
Ollie going to sell shit. Whatever.
1. He's throwing his pen down in anger. So, Luke, what have you gone for? So, you put David Moyes, correct. Ryan Giggs, correct. Louis van Gaal, Jose Mourinho, Ollie going to sell shit. That is the full 5 for the point. Ben, what did you put?
Ollie going to sell shit, Moyes. You know what? And you know what? The reason why it took me so bloody long, because he wrote OGS, and I actually wrote. I was trying to work out how to spell Solskjaer for most of that.
Equal on points. The pressure is starting to show. If you both get this correct, then you're on joint points, and I will have to find a tiebreaker question, which hasn't happened throughout the whole series so far.
Wow! Pressure's on.
Just to put the pressure on to you, Luke. Ben has a history. Last week, he won the quiz on the final question. So, since 1998, Manchester United have won the Champions League twice. Once in the infamous treble season of 1999 and once in 2008. After crunching out a 1-1 draw in extra time, the match went to penalties. Who scored the winning penalty for Manchester United?
This is a guess.
So,
oh no,
Luke, I'm going to ask you to go first. So you've gone with Louis Saha.
What year are we talking about here? Sorry,
this is 2008.
Oh,
you've gone with Louis Saha who scored the winning penalty in that match, 2008. I think was it against Chelsea? It was.
Yeah, I know who missed for Chelsea, but I don't know who scored our winner.
Ben, you've gone with Teddy Sheringham. So, if one of you gets it right, you've won the quiz. Otherwise, regardless of whether you both get it wrong or both get it right, we're going to a tiebreaker.
Oh, no, I don't think it was Saha. Can I change my answer?
No, you can't
change
your answer.
It was Giggs. I think it was Giggs.
So, since 1998, Manchester United have won the Champions League twice. Once in the infamous treble season of 1999 and once in 2008. After crunching out a 1-1 draw in extra time, the match went to penalties. Who scored the winning penalty for Manchester United? We take your first answer. Yeah. It's Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
Who, in that game, broke the all-time appearance record set by Bobby Charlton. And then scored the winning penalty in a Champions League final. So, guys...
At least everyone knows I knew it.
That leaves you... I mean, you did know it.
Don't know why I went for Saha.
If you'd come up with it first, then you would have won the quiz. It would have put the guests 5-4 up on the series leaderboard. But as it stands, you are tied. The leaderboard is tied. And we go to a tie-breaker question. So, tie-breaker question... As you're both going off to record an FPL podcast after you leave me today, I'm going to ask you an FPL question.
Which is Fantasy Premier League, just in case listeners aren't...
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a Fantasy Premier League question. If you want to listen to the FPL podcast, Fantasy Premier League, by the boys on the quiz today, it is called Triple Captain. It is on the Sound Rebel website. It is on all the good podcast apps.
I'm nervous.
So, my question for you today... In Fantasy Premier League this season, who has scored more points? Salah.
Luke's going to know this.
Or Mane.
Oh.
In FPL this season, Fantasy Premier League.
Charlie,
I
think you're going to need...
Who has scored more points, Salah or Mane?
I think you're going to need another tiebreaker,
well,
mate.
Hold on. I've written the amount of points that Salah's got as well.
No, but that doesn't matter. That wasn't the question,
Well, it's
Luke,
up to Charlie, because that does
No. Sorry, that wasn't the question.
That's not the question I asked, Luke. Come on, mate. So you've both gone with Salah, which is correct.
Oh,
you know,
God,
your Fantasy Premier League.
If you need
help picking your final team of the season, get over to Triple Captain as soon as you can.
Did I get the points right, Charlie?
You did get the points right. He's written 232 points, which is absolutely correct. I'm going to open up the folder on my computer here called Nearest Answer Wins Question.
I mean, I think we know who should have won this quiz by now.
I mean, Ben, you should have really taken it, but...
I'm looking back at my answers and I'm annoyed at some of the stupid mistakes I've
made. I know, and I knew that penalty as well was Giggs, but for some reason, the pressure got to me.
Well, of course, you know, Victoria Falls is in Zambia. Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah, which are the ones where we're like, oh my God, I should have got that right? I think there's only really Giggs and the Ringo Starr one I should have got right as well.
I think the mince question. The shepherd slash cottage pie.
I should have got that. I should have got the fried breakfast. Yeah, I should have got Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, well. Oh, here we go. So this is going to be a nearest answer wins question. Including the antenna on the top, how many metres tall is the Eiffel Tower? Ooh. Closest answer wins. Tiebreaker question number two. Right then, Luke, let's get your answer up on the screen here, mate. We are just seconds away from finding out who's taking the lead, the guests or Ben. So, Ben, you've gone with 350 metres. Luke, you've gone with 750. I can tell you that, including the antenna on the top, the Eiffel Tower is 324 metres high.
Jesus
Ben,
Christ.
You have taken it on the last question again. This puts you at 5-4 in the series leaderboard. You've definitely secured the draw just one episode to go, and you, like Liverpool, could win your first ever title.
Mate.
Oh, Ben, how do you feel?
You know what? I am chuffed, but I've never seen Luke looking more cross than he does right now.
He does look furious.
Outrageous, really. I mean, the fact that we had to go to another tiebreak when it was so easy to separate us out on that first tiebreak question.
It wasn't meant to be.
It was so easy.
Luke is already typing up a furious email.
I'm furious.
He's going to go full Donald Trump
terrible
and just tweet out fake news. I didn't lose the quiz. It's because of this. It's because
terrible
of that.
Performance.
I'm the best quizzer that there's ever been, and this is all just against me.
Terrible performance from me, really.
Well, mate, it's been great to see you, and I'll see you again literally in 2 minutes because we're recording Triple Captain.
Yeah, brilliant.
But, mate, honest, thank you for coming on.
Well done. Mate.
I really enjoyed that. Well done. That was a cracker.
Mate, it's been great to have you. That was a sterling performance. You know, you took it right down to the wire. Two tiebreaker questions. We've never even had one tiebreaker, let alone two. How are you feeling? You okay?
No, I'm disappointed with my performance. I mean, especially because I knew the Ryan Giggs one. If I'd have just thought about it properly and took myself back to that pub in Belper when I screamed in my rival's face as he was supporting Chelsea, I would have remembered that it was Giggsy that took that winning pen. So, you know, there's about four questions where I could have won. So disappointing to lose on guesswork.
Guesswork. Hey, come on. I actually wrote down 300 metres, then crossed it out and then put 350s, and it was bang in the middle.
Lads, listen, it feels like it's getting a bit heated and a bit salty here. I want you to do a virtual handshake. You know, what happens on the pitch stays on the pitch.
Oh, yeah, no, the issue's not with Ben.
Yes, it's purely with you, Charlie, yeah.
No.
The blame solely
lies
at my feet.
The issue's with myself. I'm disappointed that I missed out on a couple of those questions, so never mind.
Well, Luke, Ben has booked us for a second series.
Fantastic. Get me back on.
We'll get you back on next season. Go home, train, work hard, come back and just show us what a true champion is made of.
Patronising quiz host. Yeah. Just go on. Go home. Work hard.
Thanks, boys.
Okay, quizzes, that is it for this week's episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Make sure you send us your scores for a chance at a high score shout-out on next week's episode, the final episode in the series. You can send them to us at Big Pod Quiz on Twitter or email them to us, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. And remember to use the hashtag IBeatBen or KingBen at the end.
I'm changing that for series two.
Yeah, we'll come up with a new one for you. Quizzes at home, if you've enjoyed today's episode and would like to contribute to our production costs for future episodes, please head over to soundrebel.co.uk/BigPodQuiz and find the button that says buy us a beer. While on the Sound Rebel website, make sure you check out some of the other shows on the network. Also, make sure you like, share, subscribe and comment about us on whatever app you are listening through right now. If you enjoyed the pod, if you didn't, you know what your mum said, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Luke, cheers for coming on the show. Great to see you, mate, and we'll hopefully see you again for next series. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there, and I will see you back here next week for the final episode in the series of the Big Pod Quiz.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Triple Captain.
Hello, this is Triple Captain, the unofficial Fantasy Premier League podcast, which has just one aim: to get you to the top of your mini league.
He's Luke Jurdy, an FPL-obsessed actor and top 10k finisher. And I'm Rich Wolfenden, a TalkSport commentator and presenter on Radio X. So what makes us different from other FPL podcasts?
Well, first of all, we're an unofficial FPL podcast, which means that we can say what we like. There's no club or Premier League affiliations, means that there's no ego rubbing or pleasing the sponsors.
We also pack our podcasts with guests. We've already had Lloyd Griffith from Soccer AM, Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, Caroline Barker from Sky Sports and 5 Live, Toby Tarrant from Radio X, James Sutton from the Anfield Rap, and Adam Wilborn from What Culture on the podcast. And we've got loads more guests lined up for the rest of the season.
Finally, we don't go on forever. Our podcasts are not that long, so you can get all the information you need for your game week without having to spend too much time with us, which, let's face it, is probably for the best.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app.